And, of course, we at this time anxiously awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have. You can call it in or you can text it in. 651-461-9226 will, of course, get you either a phone call or a text. 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
Well, I'm just trying to stay cool, like everybody else. Hope you are, too. I've been thinking about your cruise this week, and we talk about this from time to time. I mean, it's kind of tough working in these hot, humid conditions. What precautions do you make sure your crews are, you know, taken care of?
Well, it starts off with our weekly safety meetings. We have a full-time safety director that works with every division head and does periodic job site reviews as well. And so every week this time of year, that's, you know, top of mind, talking about the weather, making sure that you're staying hydrated. 'Cause like when that, you can get really lightheaded when heat stroke starts to come on. Now imagine you're on a roof when that happens, or up on a ladder when that happens. So this is something we have to talk about all the time and take the proper precautions and just know that it's okay to go slow and to take a break if you need one. But more importantly, staying hydrated is the really, really important part of the day. You can't not stay hydrated. That's part of staying safe is having the proper amount of fluids. And, you know, when it gets crazy hot, those are the days that we start, you know, at dawn. And we're done by 2 o'clock. You know, there's just so much that you can get done in a day when it gets this hot and this humid. But, you know, Denny, we work in January, so you're going to have a hard time, you know, getting a lot of complaints out of the people at Linus Instruction when it's too warm outside. It's kind of a double-edged sword.
You know? Yeah, it is.
We only get so many Septembers. What I mean by that is, you know, if we could make every day, you know, with a low of 40 and a high of 70, we'd be really, really happy campers for working outside. But, you know, it's just proper clothing, proper hydration, shade, all those things pay an account this time of year. And walking on roofing can be even a hard thing this time of year, especially old roofing. As it gets way warm, those shingle granules like to pull loose. So it can be not only you have to worry about the heat, you have to worry about falling.
Speaking of that, I was going to ask you, as far as materials, depending on the job, let's just talk about roofing for one thing. At what point does it start affecting, I'm thinking about these great GAF shingles we talk about. At what point do you say, nah, it's too hot? Can it affect the application of shingles?
It sure can, but those days are far and few between. It has to be pretty extreme. You know, say I know like in the southern states, they really don't work past 2 o'clock because it gets too hot on those days. If it's going to get over 100 degrees, I have, you know, friends that are roofers in Florida and Texas. Those are the crews that are working from, you know, 5 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then not able to work anymore because just walking on the roofing, you're going to destroy those shingles. So I've actually seen footprints across brand new shingles before because it was too warm. You just have to, you know, take what Mother Nature gives you and do the best you can. And sometimes jobs just take a little longer than you want them to.
Some folks are wondering about what you mentioned on the show last week or a week before. I can't remember when it was, about that new angle coming from Lindis. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe you can explain it better.
The maintenance program.
Yeah.
The Lindis Construction Maintenance Program, which will officially be launched at the State Fair this year. We're going to offer it to every one of our customers. And what it is an annual inspection by what I would consider the best craftsmen in the industry. These are somebody that's been working on exteriors and interiors of homes for us for almost 20 years, Denny. And that person was a carpenter for another outfit for 15 years before that. So these are as good at maintaining homes as any individuals on the market. And what we're going to do is create a 3D model of your house so you have all of the measurements that you ever need. We're going to walk around your home, inspect everything on the home, fix any caulking or flashing that could lead to problems. And we're also going to give you what you should be looking at the entire year for your house and how to best maintain your house so you have the best chance of getting the lifespan of your exterior materials, meaning if your roofing, your siding, your decking was designed the last 50 years, we're going to help you maintain it so it lasts that entire time. The reason why we started doing this is we've come across countless jobs now where a little bit of maintenance could have saved that customer hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in replacement costs. So just knowing that there's enough siding out there just on the caulking alone, Denny, that if that's not maintained, water infiltrating any type of cement board or even LP, that can lead to lots of damage. So it's something that we're going to want to maintain yearly, and we're pretty excited about it. It's going to be pretty cheap. Like I think at the State Fair, we're offering it at a discount. So it'll be $299 for one of our people to come out and do the annual inspection. And you're also going to get a report. We'll gladly take a look at your homeowner's insurance policy, let you know what is covered, what is not covered, what your deductible is, what it means to if you have a ACV versus an RCV policy, which for my customers this week, Denny, three of those customers had ACV-only policy, which meant their deductible went from $2,000 to over $10,000.
Wow.
So to get hit with that, and our average deductible right now, our out-of-pocket expense on the jobs this week was over $8,000. That's a bigger number. 2 years ago, it would have been closer to $1,500. And in our industry, you see these storm chasers are really scrambling right now because they've never done jobs for anything but insurance proceeds. So these insurance proceeds aren't what they were, you know, 3-4 years ago. For me, I never really cared what insurance proceeds were because I believe that there's really only one proper way to do the job. And what insurance is covering usually isn't the right way. So we've always, it doesn't affect us as much as some of the other people, but boy, it's not fun having these conversations with customers where it seems like I'm surprising them when that they don't know that. So that's why we've added the education part of the maintenance program on how to buy homeowners insurance and what to talk to your insurance agent about to make sure you have the coverage. Because a lot of times you're only talking a couple hundred dollars of extra premiums to get the proper amount of coverage for your home.
And I
encourage if you haven't talked to your insurance agent lately and to figure out what's covered and what's not covered, I highly encourage you to make that call, because if you start having these conversations after damage happens, you can be putting yourself into a spot that costs you thousands of dollars.
Man, that home maintenance idea is fantastic, especially when you included that insurance angle. How do people, before we take a break, how do people want to sign up? Do they just call Lindis, or what's the deal?
Absolutely. Yep. Give Lindis Construction a call. All of our salespeople are showing people in the field. But like I said, at the State Fair, when is the State Fair, Danny? Went to like last week of August. We're about a month away.
Yeah, in fact, when we come back from the break, let's talk about the State Fair, because we had a little bit of a change in location,
yep.
I found out. So let's talk about that when we come back. So hang on, excuse me, hang on, Andy. We'll take this bit of a break. Pardon me, I can tell you this hot weather has got us all choked up. Can you believe it? Here it is, 9 o'clock in the morning hour, 79 degrees already. The dew point has already hit 70. And we are heading for near 90 today, 92 tomorrow, 92 on Monday. And then we'll get a bit of a break. But again, right now, fair skies on this Saturday morning, 79 degrees from Newstalk A3O WCCO. And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show brought to us by Lindis Construction. I didn't spell it yet, I guess. L-I-N-D-U-S, Andy Lindis, of course, answering those questions as usual. on this Saturday morning. Andy, before the break, we started talking about the State Fair. Yeah, it's coming up. It's about a month away, maybe even a day or two less than that. And you and I were talking about that location last week. However, a bit of a change. And tell us where Lindus will be located now.
Yeah, I knew that too. We've just been in the bottom of the grandstand for so long. I forgot that they moved us this year, but we're excited because there's a lot more people that actually go through the dairy barn than the grandstand. So the Lindus Instruction booth this year is located in the dairy barn, and we also have a person at the WCCO building throughout the every hour of the fair as well. So you can either talk to one of us at the WCCO building, which is right next to Sweet Martha's Cookies, in case no one knows where that is.
There's a landmark for you.
And yeah. In fact, if you come to the WCCO building, talk to Lindus Instruction representative there, then you stop at Sweet Martha's Cookies, and then you take that bucket to the dairy barn and get some milk to dip it in and talk to the Lindus Instruction booth there. It's a well-thought-out plan, Denny.
Well, yeah, there was a method to your madness, as they say. and location-wise, now, the dairy building, that you know, in our building, that's not that far away from each other.
No, so that's it's nice. We can go back and forth and bring samples back and forth. I think it's going to work out pretty good for everyone. We're excited, and we'll see. You know, we've been having an exhibit at the fair, I believe, since 1994. There used to be a building called the Modern Living Building, which is, I think, where all the sports teams are now. And then we moved to the upper level of the grandstand, then the lower level of the grandstand, now the dairy building. So we've seen all four corners of the fair, and I know a friend of mine has a booth down by the dairy building, I think, called Scotch Eggs. You know what that is, Denny?
I've had Scotch Eggs a long time ago. Yeah, and are you going to sample that yourself?
Oh, of course. You know, bacon-wrapped, deep-fried, hard-boiled egg. How can you go wrong there?
That's all research. It's all State Fair research.
Exactly.
And don't forget all those great malts. I assume you can still get at the dairy building.
Yes, yes. Oh. And I think there's plenty of ice cream to be had there at the dairy building.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So keep that in mind. If you're looking for Lindus Construction, you look for them in the dairy building. And then come see us at the State Fair. We're going to be there the very first Saturday of the fair, doing all of our shows there from 6 to 10. So stop by. Say hi. We'd love to meet you. I was looking at a text, and maybe you can want to comment on this. A listener said, hi, Danny, just for the record, I recently switched homeowners insurance companies. Because my roof was 20 years old, the only insurance I could buy was actual cash value, ACV. I think Andy could acknowledge that. What about that comment from the listener?
We're seeing that quite frequently. Now, what that means for you is, should a hailstorm happen, chances are only about 50% of the roof cost will be covered by the insurance carrier. So we've talked to we have quite a few customers that we've inspected the roofs because of this, where the insurance company is saying, I have to replace my roof in order to keep my coverage. Or you can find an insurance company just write an ACV only policy, so you can, you know, push that can down the road a little bit. But just know that should you have hail damage or wind damage, that only and that's what actual cash value versus replacement cost value. So they're going to depreciate your roof by about 50% in between year 20 and 30. And I've seen a lot of these, you know, some of the larger insurance carriers are putting that at year 10. So we've been on a lot of roofs that don't need replacing. And it's really, really hard for somebody like me to tell them to replace that roof. But the only way to get full coverage from their insurance company, or like it was required by a couple of banks now too, that you need to get your roof replaced in order to keep your homeowner's insurance. So not everyone gets the option of going to ACV only. And that's, again, this is all something that is new, something that's happened in the last 12 months. But we've gone on over, it was like 160 roofs this year. The reason why we were out there is because of their insurance company or the bank is telling them that they need a new roof. And almost always, these roofs were just fine. And that's, again, roofing's a necessity. And you hate to see people spending money that they didn't have to spend. You know, we were, the roofing system that I install is designed to last 50 years. The warranty from GAS is 50 years. And the way we install it in a fortified manner, if you don't know what fortified is, it's basically, it's a lot of checks and balances on your roofing system. Should water get underneath the roofing, it's not going to damage the house. And there's a few extra steps that we take to really alleviate the chances of wind damage, where the wind has to get to like 150, 160 miles an hour to really cause any damage outside of, you know, blowing a tree over on your house. But as far as like the wind zippering that people talk about on their shingles, I always equate it to, because I've seen it happen in the field on a freshly installed roof in a new construction area. Big wind picked up, and we all remember the cartoon where it looked like the shingles were lifting up and coming back down like a wave. I've seen that happen on a roof. Once wind gets underneath one set of shingles, it starts to pull it all up. The way we install it, it really makes it almost impossible for that to happen. So a few extra steps on the front end, and couple that with a class 4 shingle, where really, Denny, the only class 4 shingles I've seen replaced from hailstorms are when adjusters make mistakes, meaning the insurance company found enough collateral damage around the siding and in the soft metals that they just automatically bought the roof and didn't do a good enough job inspecting the roof. But the way a lot of these policies are written, once they say there's damage, it has to be replaced. So I've gone out and argued that there is no hail damage on this roof, but they still made us replace it. So and again, those, we're talking about the extremes here. It's not, definitely not the norm, but it's just, goes to show you, there's been quite a few changes in our industry. And I think now with the help of GAF, and I know that State Farm spent a couple of weeks with them recently, I think there's a pathway now to be able to show these insurance companies what it's going to take to make a roof last that long. So I really do believe that when you're putting on a Golden Pledge warranty with the Golden Ticket through GAF with a Class 4 shingle installed in a fortified manner, those are the roofs that aren't going to go to ACV only at year 20. I truly do believe that, and I think they just need a little bit more information, meaning the Class 4 roofing hasn't been around long enough to see how it handles in year 15, year 20 due to storms. But I think they're getting close to having that information, and we're gonna we've already made a big change in this market, in the Minneapolis market. It's getting to be known as a impact resistant shingle only market, where that seems to be the majority of the shingles installed, or a lot more than what it was 3 years ago, or class 3 or class 4 shingles. So I'm happy to see that happen, because I'm a roofer, Denny. I love selling roofing. I love installing roofing, but I really don't like it when those roofs are 5 years old or 3 years old or 10 years old or 15 years old. We're trying to, at Linus Construction, the thing that's really, really important to us is durability. And if you hire us to do your siding, your windows, your deck, your roof, your gutters, I truly want it to be the last time that house ever needs that done. Now, outside of, you know, crazy giant storms, should be the only reason that you know, a tree falls on your house or a tornado comes through. You know, those are pretty catastrophic acts of God. And, you know, then, yes, but just because 1-inch hail comes through shouldn't be, we can build it better. We can make a house to withstand average storms. It's the crazy above average once in a lifetime storm that maybe we can't build it to withstand, you know, 2-3, you know, softball size hail, but we can make it so 2-inch hail isn't a problem.
Tell you what, I know we need to take a break, but let's do this. We'll have a look at that forecast. When we come back, we'll pick up on more calls and or text messages. We have some to pick up on from our listeners. Any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. It could be about siding, roofing, insurance, whatever the case may be. We will pick up on those topics and your calls, if you like. 651-461-9226. This is the Home Improvement Show from Linda's Construction here on 830 WCCO. And welcome back to our Home Improvement Show presented by Linda's Construction. If you want to get in touch with Linda's, maybe you want to ask about that maintenance program. Maybe you need some new windows or siding or the roofing like we've been talking about. Easy number to remember, 8449-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S, 8449-LINDUS. Andy, getting back to the GAF shingles and that 50, I heard people's ears picking up, or I saw them, with that 50-year warranty, non-prorated. Who signs off on that? How does that whole thing work, by the way? Okay, I guess we did lose Andy. He'll come back in a moment. There he is. There's Andy. Oh, right. There we hear you.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So what it is GAF puts the strongest warranty possible in roofing on their Golden Pledge warranty, and it requires us to not only use certain installation techniques. It requires us to do a few different things on the underlayment, on the starter, what type of venting is going to be put in there. The entire roof system is taken into consideration in order to get that type of warranty. And the way this warranty is, it's 50 years, non-prorated, good for you and the next person that owns a home. So it is a transferable warranty, and it covers workmanship and the shingles throughout those 50 years. Now, I've had a handful of warranty claims throughout my life with GAF, and every single time there was a Golden Pledge warranty with that roof, thankfully, because that meant zero out-of-pocket expense for my customers, which is really, really important, because every manufacturer is going to have some hiccups along the way. Something goofy goes on a line. We had one this week. Luckily, we were able to detect it before any installation was done, but it happens, and it's how they live up to their warranties that is a big difference. And I've always, you know this, Denny. I think the most important part of my job is looking at our relationships with manufacturers and the warranties in which they offer our customers, because one thing I'm really, really thankful for is I'm not dealing with a bunch of failing siding and roofing and window projects that we installed in the 80s or 90s, because my father and mother made sure that they're always offering the best of the best and installing it the best way possible. So when we do have problems with materials, we always have a pathway to the manufacturer with a warranty in order to get it covered. And when that pathway isn't there, like it wasn't with a different shingle manufacturer, that meant my mom and dad were taking money out of their own pocket and replacing people's roofs, because it wasn't in them to tell a customer, yeah, your roofing's failing and the manufacturer's only going to give you $500, which is, that really happened dozens of times. Huh. And, it got us out of roofing in the 90s at one point in time, Denny.
Really?
The organic shingle that we had installed was curling and cracking, and the warranty claims just weren't doing it. So when we got back into roofing with Elk, was who brought us back into roofing, and then Elk was purchased by GAF. We went through that warranty with a fine-tooth comb, and I went to every meeting I possibly could to talk to the experts in roofing around the world to figure out what was the best warranty to offer. And hands down, GAF's Golden Pledge warranty is as good as it gets in the industry. Now, choosing the right materials to couple with that warranty, meaning we do it with the highest rated impact resistant shingles that they make in the Grand Sequoia and the Armor Shield. And to make sure that not only is their roofing covered for life under manufacturer defects or installation defects, I really want them to be as bulletproof as they possibly can be to all types of storms outside of crazy catastrophic storms that come through, like once in a lifetime storms. That should be the goal of everybody wearing a tool belt in the Twin Cities. What can we do to make these the most durable exteriors ever built? And because, Denny, we're not talking a lot of money here. You're looking at brand new construction, a house getting built. To put on the proper siding, the proper windows, and the proper roofing on a $400,000 or $500,000 home getting built in the Twin Cities, we're talking 3% more, maybe, $5,000-$6,000 total on that house. It's not a lot of money in the grand scheme of things. Yes, $5,000-$6,000 is a lot of money, but in the big picture, what it saves you down like that's a deductible that it could save you, let alone 20 years down the road and you got to pay 50% of the cost of your roofing or your siding. It's just it's something that I think we need to consider more. And you know me, I have records going back to 1977, I think. Okay. And since 1998, every year we've had to deal with storm damage. And it just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. I know I sound like a broken record on here, but boy, it's getting really disheartening going to people's houses and having to give them the bad news that their insurance only covers $20,000 of a $40,000 project.
Wow. I'll tell you, I can see another comment coming about insurance from a listener. But you know what? We have a caller. Let's see what Mary in Woodbury has to say or the question. Thanks for waiting, Mary. What is your question for Andy?
Thanks for taking my call. I have two pocket doors, one that goes back and forth like a hot knife through butter. The other one is starting to kind of jog back and forth because it's a bathroom door and gets used much more often than the other one. Both sides of the door are finished. So what can I do to make the door go smoothly again?
Have you taken a look at the rollers at all?
No, because I can't get up in there because I can't get the door to where I can't get at it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah. So a lot of times it's the roller that is failing, not the door. And the door, in order to get to the roller on those, has to be removed. But chances are the parts and pieces for those roller systems are pretty common. So more than likely, it can be replaced or adjusted. I know this is something we can take a look at as well. We work on interior doors all the time. So if you have one of our people come out, we can schedule a time to try to remove the door and replace the pocket door or replace the rollers. If we can repair it, we will. But in order to get to those rollers, and maybe if they just need to be, adjusted or cleaned, a lot of times it's the grime that gets into those rollers that makes it catchy. And most doors that are on a track system, especially the ones that get used, so I'm talking about your patio doors or your pocket doors or even like the old barn doors that are getting popular to be installed where they have the exposed rollers, there's maintenance that has to go along with those doors. Usually in that decade or old or older, or doors that get used more often than not or more than their fair share, are going to have to be adjusted, cleaned, or maintained on the regular basis. Unfortunately, with the pocket door, it means removing said pocket door. It means the trim probably has to come off and kind of go from there.
Yeah, that happens. Mary, if you want, give Lindus a call this coming week, 844-9-LINDUS, L-I-N-D-U-S, 844-9-LINDUS. I'm getting a bit of a signal here. Time to take a quick break, Andy. We'll be right back with more comments, more questions on our text line here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our Home Improvement Show presented by Lindus Construction. You want to give them a call, 844-9-LINDUS. L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus is answering those questions. Andy, we've got a phone call and some text messages. Let's try to take care of those. Tom in River Falls is on the horn. Tom, thanks for waiting. What is your question?
Well, thank you for taking my call. My question is about patio doors. Are sliding doors more, let's say, do they last longer than the French doors?
No.
No.
French doors, I think, last longer than sliding doors almost always. Again, use of the door makes all the difference in the world. And you can maintain sliding doors enough. You know, I have a couple of customers that we've installed patio doors that are used as the entry door of their home. And I have some that are pushing 20 years old that are still working just fine. But both of those, the ones off the top of my head, both those projects have had to have some maintenance done to them throughout the years in order to maintain that. Are you having a problem with a slider door right now?
Well, I've got a laugh at this. I've got a Weather Shield door that's 48 years old, and it's starting to act up a little bit. But I thought 48 years is pretty darn good out of a patio sliding door. I'm going to get it replaced here real soon. Now, I have a question on one of the major companies that sells also windows. They may have a window that's a 500. They call it a 500 and then a 400. Do they have that same kind of grading with patio doors?
Yes. Depending on the manufacturer. A lot of times these window companies, they'll have different grades of windows, but only one door option for whatever reason. So I'd have to look specifically into whatever manufacturer you're talking about. But I know with us in the Infinity window, it's the highest grade door that we can possibly put in. And I really, really love my Infinity French doors. Having said that, we install plenty of Marvin slide air options. My brother Alex installed a Marvin Ultimate patio door system on his house. Both my brothers did, actually. And that might be the best two doors we've ever installed. These doors are as heavy duty as any doors built in America. Will last that, like, these should be 50, 60, 70 year doors. And what's nice about these types of doors is it opens up the entire wall. They fold into each other. So if you want to open up an entire wall, you can. For what we're using those types of doors a lot is, you know, the entrance into people's outdoor living spaces, which we're using more and more and more. Maybe not on days like today if we have full sun, but it's nice to be able to, you know, extend your outdoor living space inside a little bit because now it's more of an open air, open wall type system, not just a door.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the call.
But
let's see. We have
48-year-old Weather Shield door, yeah, Denny. Is that's still operational? That tells you something. You know, in stories like that that make people think that we can't build stuff like we used to, because here we are talking about a door that lasted 50 years, and still to this day, the almost half of the customers of houses that we're working on, Denny,
yeah,
are houses that were built in the 90s or earlier. Meaning that these are usually products that are less than 30 years old that we're replacing.
Yeah, I believe it. And, Andy, I think we still have time to help out to one or two folks. Let me get through this text and see what you have to say. Texas says, we have a house with 1x10 boards on the roof with large gaps between them. It's in St. Paul. We're looking at re-roofing. What's the minimum and recommended thickness of the sheeting we use to redeck it? Also, do you recommend OSB or plywood, which is stronger, and maybe the cost difference?
I would do half-inch OSB over the top of those planks, and then I would take a hard look at installing it with a fortified manner, meaning we're going to tape those seams. The biggest expense in installing a fortified roof is the sheathing underneath it. So if you already have to do that by code, which you will have to by code, because if the gaps are between the planks are over, like take a speed square, over, I think, an eighth of an inch, then you have to replace that sheeting by code or by the manufacturer specs in order to get the highest warranty on the shingles. So if you're already having to do that, the rest of it, the taping the seams and putting up the ice and water shield where it should go and the starter where it should go, and then applying the correct amount of starter along the rakes that glues the shingles down, that's the cheap part of the fortified install. So if you're getting a new roof and they're going to be resheeting it, I would talk to your roofer about installing it in a fortified manner, meaning there's another inspector. The Fortified Roofing Association will have to sign off on this. And this is something that we went through the training with Atlantis Construction. And I think there's only been three or four installed in the Twin Cities so far. Again, this is something new that came out this year. And, you know, we just had our first one inspected. We're pretty excited about it, and it's something we're offering all of our customers. But the biggest expense typically is that house has to be redecked or resheeted, and the half-inch plywood is the way I'd go.
Okay, good answer. Less than 2 minutes to go, a minute and a half maybe, Andy. Will Linda, more interest in this maintenance program. Texter says, will Linda send information in the mail about their new home maintenance program to past customers, or should I just call the office to enroll?
We will be sending out communication to all of our past customers shortly, sometime in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Every single past customer that we have will be getting that. Right now, we're completing maintenance programs on some of our past customers to make sure that we're doing the right thing and document it. We chose 30 of our past customers to get this service done for free so we can get good at it, and we're offering the proper amount of value to our customers. So we're documenting along the way each one of the ones that we're doing, what we're finding, and asking what the homeowners like and don't like about it. And so by the time the state fair rolls around, we'll be experts at this and be the best maintenance program in the Twin Cities.
And as we head out of here, one more comment about the state fair. You are actually going to be in what building?
The dairy building. So get an ice cream cone and talk to Linus Construction.
And you can be joining me, too, that very first Saturday right at our facility, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, good deal. Andy, stay cool. Have a good week, and let's talk next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Danny.
Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Yeah, give him a call this coming week, whatever your project you may have in mind. 844-9-LINDIS. Thank you, Josh Wheeler. I know we'll be talking tomorrow morning. Denny Long will be filling in for Susie Jones tomorrow morning. She'll be back the following week. In the meantime, thanks for your company today. Stay cool. 79 degrees. We are on our way to 90.